War III. Hot and cold. Lasted from...
Hold. Female. Rover pack has her. 125 yards. Solo. Waiting to move in. 75 yards. Still constantly overreacting. I have absolutely no idea how I've managed to keep you alive so long. And I wouldn't bother going down in there unless your taste has changed radically. They left an ugly mess. I said they left a mess.
I heard you.
Pearls before swine. All my directives go completely unregarded. Sometimes you're just as ignorant as any other common rover. What indication of a female at all? Caution to the wind, the eyes glaze, the glands swell, and the brain freezes.
I can't see a thing in there. Smell it.
No, I thought you were doing all the scouting today, Vic.
Damn it, Blood. Don't give me a hard time. Smell it.
It's clean.
Have to cut her. She could have been used two or three more times.
War is hell.
All right, run it again.
You're so funny when you're sexually frustrated.
I'm funny enough to kick you upside the butt. I said fine, and I ain't kidding.
One does not say ain't, Albert. Simply say I'm not kidding.
Fine, dog meat. And stop calling me Albert.
Oh, you would stone a poor defenseless animal, wouldn't you? Yes, I can tell that you would. I can tell by your short breath and your disgusting, aggressive behavior that you would. And that's because you're not a nice person, Albert. You're not a nice person at all. I gawk at you when you're working. I'll locate a female if there is one. You go look for food. Thank you. detect no living female person within my range, sir. I have sniffed and I have cast and I have a negative reading. However, I'd be delighted to tell you a suggestive story if you think that would help.
Pass, fuzzy butt.
A cautious young fellow named Lodge had seatbelts installed in his Dodge. When his date was strapped in, he committed a sin without even leaving the garage. That's clever, isn't it?
Let's see. From March 1953 to June...
Oh, Albert, you have all the cranial capacity of a canary. Now, I'm going to recount these events of historical significance once again. Now, please, please try to assimilate them this time. World War III, hot and cold, lasted from June 1950 to March 1983, when the Vatican Armistice was signed between the Eastern and Western blocs, a total of 33 years. Is it too fast for you?
No, I'm right with you.
Oh, good. Now, World War IV lasted 5 days, just long enough for the final missiles to leave their silos on both sides. What's left here, where once were homes and families and warm hearths?
Come on, Pete. Get off my back, you mad dog.
Now, only desolation, civilization lies smothered and decaying under an ocean of mud belonging to anyone who's strong enough to dig and fight and take it for his own. God, that's dramatic. I like that. So, spread about us, the city of Phoenix, Arizona, where in 2006, 18-odd years ago, you managed to come into the world and we became associates. Now, let's hear that back.
Good's all this history crap gonna do me?
Just do the presidents.
Oh, God. Eisenhower, Truman.
Truman, Eisenhower.
Truman, Eisenhower. Kennedy. Johnson. Nixon. Ford. Kennedy. Kennedy. Kennedy.
Continued narrow-minded refusal to believe in Over the Hill is possibly costing us better life, you know.
Over the hill, my ass.
Well, when do we start looking for it again?
As soon as I get my heart started.
I mean, let's stop
procrastinating. I know what you mean. Over the hill where the deer and the antelope play and it's warm and clean and we can relax and have fun. And they grow food right out of the ground. How do you like that pipe dream?
It's called farming.
Oh, I believe you. And they also have a great crop of clothes and guns and gorgeous chicks. And now tell me how you saw the whole wonderful thing with your baby blues.
Never said I saw it. I said I heard about it.
And from who?
From whom, and you know from whom.
And whom the hell's gonna believe a police dog? I'm sorry, Blood. I believe you about Over the Hill. Hell, I believe anything you tell me. And even if we don't know for sure, it's worth checking on, right? Right?
Whatever you say.
And we will go, just like I promised. Right now, I'm hungry and I want to get laid. So find me abroad and we'll go to the promised land.
That's what you always say.
I know, but I mean it this time. Find me a chick and we'll go.
I'm hungry.
So am I. Well, I'll tell you what, you go find a chick and I'll hustle us up some food.
I'm hungry.
You already said that, goddammit, and I just said...
I can't do good work when I'm hungry.
You ain't pulling that crap on me again. And you can shove that part about how you lost the ability to hunt for food when you learned how to talk. Oh, hell, all you're good for is finding hard, stringy scumbags that are just liable to cut off my goddamn...
No food, no females.
Okay, you just sit there on your fuzzy butt while I do all the goddamn work. But I'll tell you one goddamn thing. You better do some practicing. It's been 6 weeks since I've been late. And it sure as hell ain't been that long since you ate. By God, it damn well may be if you don't start producing.
Something special.
They got the whole bunch.
You get up and get in that hole. Get up. Yeah. You get yourself up. Yeah. Or you ain't never gonna get up.
The lady know that'd be a house. Yeah.
I wonder why they hang around him.
Probably just charisma.
Stay there! Stay!
Come here, quit if you don't want to.
Yeah,
I want to throw that crap.
Damn,
that's
over. Yeah.
Maybe he ain't hurt.
Hey. Clay.
Do. Maybe.
Get that out of there.
Look at that.
Real get up here. Like get your hands off me now. Get away from there.
What's this?
Oh, now what do I know? Somebody help me open
this
door.
Look at all that food.
You're stupid ahead of that.
You and who will?
Just me.
You, boy.
I need shoes. Anybody see some shoes?
Dig! Dig, you pig! Get down in there and dig!
This
place ought to be loaded. Get out of there!
Might work.
Hear me?
We'll wait like we always do.
To hell with waiting.
Vic, come back here! He's got some guts. Now dig in there. Get out of here and guard that wagon. Run, boy!
come back any time, though. Dig, you suckers!
That's our boy. Put out the cheese.
What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, it doesn't really matter to me. Whatever you like to do, Albert. Like...
Well, now that we're loaded, I guess we could hit the turf.
Yes, we could do that.
Well, if you'd rather not.
No. That'd be fine. We could probably even afford a little popcorn.
They're getting wet there. Move them over. Goes to rust fast.
Move on along.
Seems my grabbing told you move my stuff over.
Move his heat. We don't want no trouble tonight.
Fix up one rust spot. You're going to wake up with a crowd around you.
Sardines. What about the mutt?
He ain't no mutt.
You want to see the movies or don't you?
Peaches.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
You can read, can't you?
Peaches for the dog.
Beets are better for him anyway.
I want popcorn.
You said we'd get some. Come on, Albert, buy me some popcorn.
I'm happy to live without it.
Oh, you're just being an ass.
Well, you remember that next time you want to call me Albert.
I hope the next time you play with yourself, you go blind. Sit down in front.
Sit down!
Get your ass over there. I want to sit there.
How can you enjoy a show with a popcorn? Watch the master at work.
He's been a long time. He sure is.
You bastard.
Friday is a thing of the past.
Hey, Mark, you got a grease rag handy?
It is Minetti, not my brother. We all know that. Now, not my brother. Hey, you got it. Be right over there. We can't have that little thing burning loose, I tell you. Now, how about that, man?
The sheriff doesn't come. I don't know what he'll do.
There's a female in here.
You're nuts.
I tell you, she's in here. Where? Where is she?
Wait a minute. Come on out here. I want to talk to you.
Sucker ought to kick your tail up around your ears. You expect me to believe that you can whip her and there ain't no other dog in the whole joint that's caught her yet?
Oh, you forget my infallibility, Albert. That's foolish.
No, I didn't forget. I just don't believe it. Where is she?
Knock it off! How the hell can I see the picture? Get him out of here!
They got dogs on him!
Turn up the sound!
Okay, all right, I was dumb. You taught me all I know. I believe everything you say. Her, was it?
Come on, she might get away.
I'll buy you the popcorn. You're a brain with an educated nose, and there's no other canine in your class.
She's dressed like a solo wearing a knit cap.
Thank you.
which way'd she go?
To the right.
Come on.
That's it for tonight. Shut her down.
Stupid broad. She's in there where the screamers hold up.
They're not in there now. She's alone.
Screamers. Damn it. Now, when the hell am I going to nail her in there?
Simple. Stop shaking like a leaf and go do it.
One move off there and I'll shoot your leg right out from under you. And you'll still get it, except you'll be without a leg.
Thank you.
Well, what are you looking at?
What's your name?
Vic.
Vic what?
Just Vic.
Well, then what are your mother's and father's names?
Boy, are you a dumb broad. I told you to stop looking at me like that or I'll bust your teeth out. Now get that stuff off. What's your name?
Quilla June Holmes.
It's a weird name.
It's not. My mother says it's not that unusual back in Oklahoma.
Where your folks come from?
Before the war.
You must be pretty old by now.
They are, but they're okay, I guess.
Better. Now what?
Rover pack, 23 strong. They got the building surrounded.
Great. Some other mutt must have smelled her in the theater.
Who are you talking to?
Him.
The dog?
Give him the girl.
We dig in and stand him off.
They don't know about us. Just give him the girl. Let's get out of here.
We stay. Now, you got any helpful suggestions?
Yes. Pull up your pants, Romeo. Now, would you listen to reason? There's too many of them for us. You're going to get us all shut up. You damn fool. One way out of here. Boxed in. That's no good. Out there in the big room.
Hello,
that's the place.
Hello.
What? Oh, Jesus. They'll probably come down
Isn't
the ladder.
Did you talk to strangers?
Clear. Shut up, will you? I can see you're going to be a great help.
Understand
now,
me?
If we can get one down,
it's
tick
nothing.
His heat, and that'd give him up a little...
Shut up!
Nobody's got to keep an eye out
for screamers.
You're not a screamer.
Hell. You're
all covered.
The longer we wait,
you're
afraid.
Lovely odds we're up against, aren't they?
You were right. Let's set up for him.
And I'm right about this simpering female.
Forget that. Now, how do you figure the fight?
Go on, we'll back you.
I can't be here.
good or bad first?
Bad.
All right, they didn't come down the ladder as I anticipated, and since they've found other ways in, we've lost the element of surprise. There's no way we can handle them.
And the good?
Let the seven dwarfs have Snow White, and we can get out of here with all our parts.
Over my dead body.
They're working on that right now.
Full of potatoes to see the look on their faces when they ran. Hey, we did it! We did it! Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
They might still be out there, just pull back a little. Wait till daylight, and then we'll see.
Okay. Well, I'll take the chicken.
She's right below us.
Stupid nit. You want to run into one of them? You think I'm bad? Well, you wait till you see one of them.
What do I think?
I don't know. I just know you stay away from me.
What?
Touches you. You're dead. Green dead.
The real thing. Move. Might help.
Where are we going, Vic? What is it? What are we running?
Shut up and hang on to me.
Hurry it up. This'll do. Clumsy. No, why mattresses in here? Screamer certainly wouldn't want to be confined. Albert, tell this to keep its hands to itself. Maybe somebody else hid in here. Get your... Somewhat of a windfall, I'd say.
Did you catch anything yet?
We're all right so far.
You be able to tell when they leave?
Yes, I'll be able to tell. If they leave.
Just take it easy. Everything's gonna be all right. It is if we don't get choked off in here. You handle it?
Oh, yes, Masovic. I can handle it. Breeding is an ugly thing.
It's long enough for the final missiles to leave their silos on both sides.
Let's see. That was in 2006.
2007.
2007.
It only lasted 5 days.
You're awfully smart to know all that history.
Well, blood helps. A little.
Haven't you ever been down under?
Nope.
Why? It's very nice.
I heard how nice. From a solo rated one.
Well, it's very nice and you'd like it.
Bullshit.
That's very crude.
I'm very crude.
Not all the time.
Listen, ass. I grabbed you and I drug you down here. So what's so good about me?
I didn't mind. I liked it. You want to do it again?
Well, I've never seen no chick like you before. Hey, I'm the one that's supposed to want to do it.
Once more into the breach, dear friend. Copula, something that connects. Copulate from the Latin copulatus, to engage in.
Honey, it's good to just watch you. Your waist falls in, your hips up, to have you right in my hands. Just want
to
talk.
I'm not going to keep pretending I am asleep, Albert.
Thank you.
you're a bloody mess.
Well, you're not exactly a rose garden yourself.
Can we get out of here yet?
It seems clear. I'd better go have a look.
You think you can handle it in your condition?
Can I handle it in my condition? I could handle several hours on the rack to extricate myself from this disgusting display.
Blood.
No, no sacrifice is too great. No, I throw myself gladly into the very jaws of the screaming death.
I don't think he likes me very much.
Blood?
Yes.
Oh, he just feels bad. He likes you a lot. Told me so.
He did, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, because I think he's cute. How do you do it?
What?
Talk to him.
I don't know. I never thought about it. Just talk.
Well, how come I can't hear him?
Oh, he said something one time. Because we had a feeling for each other or something.
What do you mean, like love?
I guess. I don't know. Said we thought alike. I don't know.
Well, anyway, we'll get a nice little place. And we'll spend a lot of time together alone. And we'll do whatever we feel like doing. And when Blood comes to visit, he can have his own room.
What are you talking about?
Well, exactly. I think he's going to fit in down under.
No way.
I know. That's what I said.
No, I mean, no way I'm going down there.
I'm going to be there.
No, you're not. We'll make it up here, the three of us.
Nick, now I live there. If you love me...
I don't care!
Come out of here right now. Vic, we need to talk.
What the hell's lumbering you?
Your headlong plunge into stupidity. Last night was inexcusable. Leaving it for the pack, that would have been an intelligent thing to do.
I wanted her.
Yeah, I know you wanted her about a half a hundred times. Why are we still hanging around?
I want her some more.
Well, listen, my friend, I want to get rid of this peck in my side, and I want to get away from here. The screamers could come back any time, you know.
Oh, what the hell are you worried about that for? We can handle all that. That don't mean she can't go with us.
Go with us? Are you out of your small mind? What good is she? It's all we can do to feed ourselves as it is.
You know, you're starting to sound like a goddamn poodle.
You're starting to sound like a jackass.
Sorry. Blood, come on. Hey, Dan. You'll still be 50-50 with you and me. I mean, hell, I owe you.
Don't try that hackneyed ruse on me.
Oh, come on. I just meant like that time that old screamer made a grab for me. You know, that righteous stone green he was, too. All glowing like a fungus, and oozing and eyelashes. Boy. Made a grab for me and you went for him. Could have been burned bad, too. Tell you that. And died. That'd have been all of it for you. Right?
I'll get the dramatic catch out of your voice and tell me how she's going to carry her share of the load up here. Tell me how we're going to fight her.
All right, okay. Just don't hang her.
Harangue, not hang her.
I don't care whatever the hell it is. You just knock off the crap and we can forget the whole stinking...
Well, maybe we should, you simple dumb putz.
What the hell's a putz? What's a putz? Is that something bad? I bet it is. It's something bad. I'll tell you, better watch your stinking mouth or I'm going to kick you in the butt. Thank you.
mean she can't go with us. I told you she was no good.
Okay, okay. I just don't like being made to feel guilty. I'm going to do right by you.
I'd hardly recommend that, considering there are several very knowledgeable solos around town who'd be delighted to work with an accomplished female provider like myself.
I also don't like being threatened.
It's not a threat. That's a fact.
No, that's a good way to get that other leg broke.
Don't take your petty frustrations out on me. I locate females. I don't guarantee their behavior.
What the hell's that?
How should I know?
Well, smell it.
It's probably an ID of some kind she used to get out of the Down Under. Oh, now we're in a big hurry, huh? Now, you listened to me last night instead of... Wait a minute. You're not thinking of following that... You listen to me, Albert. You'll get killed out there. Albert, you come back here. You idiot, you can't go down there. You listen to me. Just because some sleazy female knocked you in the head and bruised your ego, there's no reason to become a jealous juvenile. You stop this instant, Albert.
Dick. Egg sucker.
All right. Dick, please, that... Please stop a minute, please. I don't know what to say to how to make you understand that you're not thinking clearly. You can't go down there and ever hope to come back. And she knows it. Down under state solos. Enough rover packs have raided down there and raped their women and stolen their food. And they'll have their defenses up and they'll catch you and they'll kill
what
you.
What the hell do you care? You're always saying you'd be better off without me anyway.
Oh, forget about her, Vic. Let her go. Let's look for over the hill. Or if you're tired of me... Find another partner somewhere, but whatever you do, don't follow her down there.
I got to, Blood. I got to.
Hasn't it occurred to you how convenient this whole operation has been? How easy she was to spot and follow and how she cooperated? Just think about it, Vic. Instead of walking right into their hands, God knows what they'll do with you. Been together a long time, good and bad, but this could be the worst. I'm scared. I'm scared you won't come back and I'll have to find some rover to take me on. And you know most rovers are in packs now, and I'm not that young anymore. And I'll miss you, Big. Really miss you.
Well, I'll try to get back as quick as I can. Will you wait?
For a while, then over the hill.
Yourself.
Do my best.
I'll catch up with you.
Sure. Partner.
we close the committee's presentation of Sound Tours into the Past. Today, Chapter 3, Africa, the Dark Continent. Tomorrow, Chapter 4, Alaska.
Throughout the year of our Lord 103, all preserved peaches, be they cans and or jars, shall bear her likeness and the inscription Topeka Queen.
Michael, Green Reference, Hydroponic Laboratory Number 173.
Fanny and Jordan Macronet.
Saturation of nutrient solution. Repeat, Green Reference.
Best the architects could do.
Pencil. Why are they here?
Lack of respect, wrong attitude, failure to obey authority.
Lectures?
Three.
Cut and dried, then.
I say so.
That'll do it.
Fanny and Jordan Mac Burnett.
Any reason to be easy? Now, when we put this in, see, then we'll add that. We find it almost impossible to believe that you have ignored several warnings by us to conform to the rules that are vital to the continued growth and well-being of our beloved Topeka, but you did. Defiance of this committee, duly elected and ordained by the people, will not be tolerated. The farm, both of them. Now, how'd the last farms go, Miss?
Cancer, I think. Oh, no. Let me see. I have it down here. Let's see. Oh, no, it was an accident with farm machinery. That's what it was. Larry and Linda Lacey, March 17 of this year.
Let's make these heart attacks. Yeah. Wreath from the committee. Doc will do the eulogy. Services at Lakeside Methodist, the usual. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Outside show.
Now that's the way to build a cottage.
Another helpful...
Well, as you...
Honey! Oh, come to Papa. Oh. Sure is pleasing to see you back home again. Mm-hmm. Didn't have any trouble, huh? Everything went all right? Didn't have any trouble, huh?
No, sir.
Oh, that's fine. Sure did yourself proud, Missy. The committee won't forget it. No, sirree.
That I'll be put on the committee right away, like we talked about.
Mm-mm, don't you worry about it, little girl. Soon as there's an opening.
Mr. Craddock, I would prefer not to wait. After all, I did bring Vic down here exactly like you told me to.
Now, you just be patient, Quillage June. Have fun with young folks your own age. Think about getting married, making a home. Your time will come.
I'd rather be just like you, Miss Mess, and not wait.
Nah, don't you worry, little girl.
I don't see why you just...
That'll be all. That'll be all.
That young lady is going to be trouble.
Always has been. Any reason for a change?
Maybe you should have gone to three.
Little childish plotting doesn't bother me none.
As long as it stays little.
Mez, see that she's one of the recipients. Then marry her off to Hiram and his boy. What's his name?
Charles.
Charlie, yeah. That don't cool her ambitions. Farm her out.
Horse manure. They knew I wanted on that committee. Stupid, stinking old rotter, Lou.
A liar will not be.
I am bristling.
Another elder
That is the only reason I went along with their dumb plan.
Promised.
Capable not only of feeding its own hardworking.
They hinted. Then they tried to shoo me off without a body. At least I pushed.
Well, you shouldn't have. I mean, they're going to be watching us now.
Gary, I don't care. I am so sick and tired.
The farm.
Who accepted our Christian desire to aid our brothers across the seas.
You're right. I do care. Okay. I'm going to smile, and I'm going to curtsy the right time to all the right people, because it ain't going to be much longer.
The Song of David will not wait, even for you, Quilla June Holmes. That is your class.
Yes, Mrs. Kamek. Oh, pigeon dear. I'm sorry. I'll be right there, ma'am. See you later.
He and Vic were in the park together. I turned my back for just...
Oh. What'd you and Vic talk about? Come on. We want to know.
Well, Lou.
Hmm?
Still a little confused. Now, how about it, boy? I mean, we're going to find out anyway, so why don't you just tell us and it'll make it easier on all of us, huh? What do you say, huh? How about it, boy?
farm immediately.
Grandmother Conrad's recipe for rhubarb marmalade.
Let me go!
Orange. And lemon juice.
What'd the exam show?
Well, the usual cold virus. A little high blood pressure to be expected under these conditions. No infection. He's, well developed, reasonably well nourished. Intelligent average, emotional response is simplistic. Most marked finding is his overtly aggressive behavior. In other words, he's extremely physical, as you may have noticed.
Well, now, son.
Suck wind, wet brain.
Better be nice, boy.
I hope all you stinking kids are hair lit.
Michael?
All right.
Try to behave yourself. Along with many other organisms that somehow managed to stay alive up above, you have been studied, observed, unobtrusively, of course, living habits, common sense, tenacity, physical prowess. Out of the many, you have been chosen. Led down here by
Quilla June
to be the recipient of an honor.
You know, she's a scumbag!
You watch your foul mouth, boy. When anybody on the committee speaks, you just keep still and listen.
How'd you like to have a rifle rammed up your butt?
Michael!
All right.
You show respect, boy.
So I would say, to be the recipient of an honor that occurs but once in several decades. Mez, let me have the original Elder's proclamation, will you? Fruit of your loins will enable the productive citizenry of Topeka to overcome metabolic changes resulting from lengthy subterranean living, allow it to keep its leadership in the drive to remake this sinful world in God's own image. See, we've been underground too long. Our women can't get pregnant. Every once in a while, we need new blood.
We need a new man.
We are never so happy, nor so new unhappy, man. As we imagine. Another helpful hint for living from the committee's
special almanac. Kind of man.
You mean you want me to knock up your broad? You talked me into it. Line him up. You first, honey.
Take your hands off me.
Guide them together, we beseech thee, in the way of righteousness and peace, that loving and serving thee with one heart and mind all the days of their life, they may be abundantly enriched with the tokens of thy everlasting favor. Amen. By authority vested in me by the committee, I hereby pronounce you husband and wife, according to the ordinances and the laws of the state of Topeka. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Amen.
A man should never be ashamed to own he has been in the wrong. Which is but saying that he is wiser today than he was yesterday. Another helpful hint for living from the committee's almanac.
Miss, you would have a little something to help a well-used throat.
And be sure to get both parents to sign right here. Now let's see, Brother Harris.
Michael, Amber Reference. Air intake fan number 12, shaft 17B, indicates heat buildup. Repeat, Amber Reference.
Chapter 1, verse 22, Mayor. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. God blessed them. That's it.
You almost ask yourself out of this honor, young lady.
Sir?
The committee.
Oh, well, I'm sure the committee knows best.
Where are your parents?
Miss said it would be all right. They must have come down with something because they're sure not feeling well.
Shall we keep the schedule, dearly beloved?
Brother,
here, get. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here this morning.
Are you all right? He made me do it.
You gotta
understand,
he
made me do it.
I'm sorry. Don't you give me that I'm sorry bullshit. You're as crazy as the rest of these damn nuts.
Keep your voice down! Maybe stupid, but they're not dumb like you.
Oh, no. They bring me down here to make babies and then hook me up with a stupid machine. That's real smart.
Population control, in case you haven't heard of it. 35 girls are impregnated, and then you're killed. You understand? You're idiots like you running around the place.
So you wiggled your little butt and teased me down here to their big welcome.
I had to. They said they'd kill me if I didn't. Listen!
Nick, please. Now, ladies, I want you to be sure to put your name here. His name goes here. And there's another thing I want you to make very sure of on this most solemn and joyous.
I'm going to run to Pika. You and me, maybe some others, we'll be the committee. Do anything we want, anytime we want. We'll have them bow and scrape for a change.
Just by Spring and me?
Yeah. I'm getting rid of the committee.
Okay, where's my heat?
What?
My guns. Where's my guns?
In the committee office.
How you got it figured?
Okay. Right out this door to the right is Michael. There's a crowd there. We run through the crowd. Now, come on, Glue. All right, to the right again. Big doors. Through the doors, we have help outside.
Became an uproar. The winds changed to a great vibration of air.
Then Ned. Then Doc. But kill Lou first because he's the important one. Where are you going? The church is this way. Hey, we gotta get them with it together. Where are you going?
I'm getting the hell out of here. I want to see blood again. I want to get in a good, straightforward fight with some son of a bitch over a can of beans.
I gotta get back in the dirt so I feel clean.
Wait a minute. Help me use the press out into the open. You gotta help us.
Good luck, baby.
Please. You dirty, filthy, stinking, rotten animal! You stupid animal! You think I let you slobber all over me and paw me so that you could walk out now? I didn't bring you down here so they could use you. I brought you down here so I could use you. And you better kill them, then I don't care what you do! Please! No, no, please, darling, please! I love you, I love you. I only said that because you're going to leave me. Please, Nick!
Preferably of the non-stick variety. Fry the bacon until brown, but not too crisp. Then set it aside to drain. Pour off all but 2 tablespoons.
I don't understand you. All you can think about is going back up there and about your dog. It's like all the time we spent together didn't mean anything to you.
But don't frown.
I don't see what's wrong with staying down here and running the committee.
Add the corned beef.
There they are. Turmeric and everything down here.
2 tablespoons of chopped parsley. And green. Mix together gently.
You fool to kick around. We can do whatever we please.
And add salt and freshly ground pepper to taste.
Kill him, Vic, now.
Red reference. Repeat. Red reference.
For us.
ordinary session. 11:37 a.m.
July 4, year of our Lord, 103, all present.
Bestow upon the committee thy servants of the seal, thine approval and thy fatherly benediction, granting unto them grace to fulfill with pure and steadfast affection the ordinances and laws of this sanctuary. Amen, amen, amen.
You have ignored several warnings by us as the foreign rules of the vital continued growth and well-being of our beloved speaker.
What did and ordained by the people cannot be tolerated.
Quilla June.
Quilla June Hall.
Number 2,644.
Lack of respect, wrong attitude, failure to obey authority.
How say you one and all?
Aye. The farm immediately.
Gary Leroy Franklin, number 2,598.
Lack of respect, wrong attitude, failure to obey authority.
How say you one and all?
Aye. Farm immediately.
Richard
Van
Wright, 2,601.
All right. Vic, I'll show you the way out. Let's get out of here. Vic.
Farm immediately.
I'll show you the way out. All right. I'll show you the way out.
Kenneth.
Please, just get out of here. I'll take care of you in blood. I'll do anything you want to do. Vic, remember in the boiler room?
First thing that boy's ever done.
A shame.
Vic, please, let's get out of here.
Say, farm, immediately.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Heat the bacon fat reserved in the skillet. Add the hash. And with the spatula, spread it evenly in the pan.
Of the 35 proposed recipients, 10 have been serviced. We need another donor, of course.
I have to kill him, Vic!
Put the search program back in effect.
Press the boy's name. Concentrate on the rest of the list. Whichever one we pick. Make sure we have better security.
Then place a large round platter over the skillet and gripping platter and skillet firmly together. Put the hash on top. If any of the hash has and lift it off with a spatula and hatch it in place.
Now I should bring over the remaining about the parsley
and serve with poached eggs if desired. To serve four of
Let's get another Michael out of the warehouse. This time, make sure the engineering department wipes that smile off his face.
Four tablespoons of finely chopped fresh parsley. One quarter cup of cream. Salt. And freshly ground black pepper.
Blood. You kept me down there too long.
Come on.
We need him.
Well, let's catch up with him.
I don't know where it is.
If Blood knows, why did he tell you?
Vic.
Blood.
Vic.
Blood. Blood, we made it back.
Who's your new tailor, Albert?
How long has it been since you ate?
Well, I grabbed a lizard yesterday. It was the day before. I can't seem to remember it. Funny.
Well, we gotta leg it into town and get you something to eat fast.
You. If you love me, you'll come on too.
You have your own way with a blushing bride.
That
instead
is.
Of hooking you up to a machine, you'd probably never come back up.
You sure you had enough to eat?
Oh, yeah. I'm satiated.
What?
Nothing. I said I'm full, but after we walk all day, you'll probably have to cook up what's left.
She said she loved me. It wasn't my fault she picked me to get all wet brain over.
Well, I'd say she certainly had marvelous judgment, Albert, if not particularly good taste. Particularly good.
A boy and his dog can go walking. Sometimes talk to each other. A boy and a dog can be happy sitting out in the woods on a log, but a dog knows his boy can go wrong. A boy and his dog can go fishing. A boy can teach teach a dog to bring a dish in when he's hungry. A boy and a dog can be happy sitting out in the woods on a log, but a dog knows his boy